平安
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters, this morning.
我看到我们当中有很多小孩子，所以我们感我这是一个好事情，感谢神。
We see that there are many children among us. It's a good thing, and we give thanks to the Lord for this.
我们已经在启示录上，我们写给七个教会的信，我们已经看过了五个教会的信。
And we are in the book of Revelation for the letters to the seven churches. We have talked about five of the churches.
那我们今天就要看这第六封信是写给菲拉戴菲亚教会的信。
And this sixth letter we know that today is written to the Church of Philadelphia.
英文中文的翻译是菲拉铁菲。
And in Chinese is Philadelphia.
okay. 但是英文就很大家就很熟悉是菲拉戴菲亚。
English is Philadelphia, and you are familiar with that.
我记得2010年的时候，在六年前我要来美国读神学的时候。当时我在公司里面，我公司的一位同事来问我，你要到哪座城市去读书
？And 6 years ago, before I came to study in seminary in the States, at a time I was in the office, and my colleague asked me, "Where are you going to the United States?"
我说我要去费城。
I say I'm going to Philadelphia.
然后他就说，哦，费城是个好地方。
And he said, "Oh, Philadelphia is a nice place."
我就问他，你怎么知道费城是个好地方？难道你去过费城吗
？I asked him, "How do you know that? Have you been there?"
他说我没有去过，但是我看过那部电影《费城故事》。
He said, "I've never been there, but I've seen the movie Philadelphia Story."
所以在我来之前，我对费城就有一个好的印象。
So before I came, I have a good impression of that city.
但是后来我看启示录的时候，我看到这个菲拉铁菲的教会，其实英文就是 Philadelphia。
But when I read this book of Revelation, when I saw this letter to Philadelphia, it's English. It is Philadelphia.
那个 Philadelphia 是什么意思？它其实是一个希腊语，它是两个 word， 两个希腊的词拼在一起的。
What does it mean? It's actually a compound word in the Greek.
Phila 和 Delphia.
Phila and Delphia.
The Phila 的意思是爱的意思。
And Philo is a word for love in Greek.
Delphia 是 brother.
And Delphia is brother.
所以 Philadelphia 的意思就 brotherly love， 就兄弟间的相爱。
So Philadelphia means brotherly love.
所以当时我就心里面有一个感动，我说感谢主带领我来到这个城市，兄弟相爱汉山河，对不对
？And at time I give thanks to the Lord. Oh, He led me to this city where there is brotherly love.
所以我们今天就来看这封给 Philadelphia 教会的信。
So today let's look at this letter to Philadelphia in Revelation.
所以我们翻到。启示录的第三章七到十三节。
In Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 through 13.
好，我们翻到了之后，我们还是用集印的方式一起来读一下。我来读单数节，大家读双数节。
And we're there, let's read it responsively. I'll read the odd verses and you the even.
你要写信给菲拉铁菲教会的使者说，那圣洁真实，拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name.
那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Because you have kept my word about patient endurance.I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell on the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
The one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Never shall he go out of it. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name.
好，十三节我们一起来读。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，亲爱的主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们今天一起来思想当初你借着约翰写给菲拉戴菲亚教会的信。
Oh Lord, Father, as we come before you, now we are pondering on the word that you have written through John to the Church of Philadelphia.
我们在这里向你祈求，求你在我们的当中居首为掌王权，求你也特别来。使用小孩子来高抹孩子的膏。
We pray that now, Lord, you anoint the preacher and that you be highly and exalted amongst us right now.
主啊，让孩子真的是为你的道而发热心，为你的道而癫狂。
And may the preacher preach your word zealously.
主啊，真的是让孩子能够放胆的传讲你的话语。
And may the preacher have boldness in declaring your word.
愿你在我们当中居首位掌王权，让我们在这里能够看到你的荣耀。
May you be high and exalted up, and that we can see your glory here.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
好，我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
第七节，主耶稣基督在这里说，你要写信给腓拉戴菲亚教会的使者。
And here it says to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write.
你要写信给他们，写信给他们说什么呢？
You have to write to them. Why are you to tell them?
你要写信给他们说，那圣洁的，那真实的，那拿着大卫钥匙的，如此说。
And you have to say the words of the Holy One, the true one who has the key of David. This is what he says.
所以那拿着大卫钥匙的，他开了就没有人能关，他关了就没有人能开。
The one who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one.
所以我们的这位主是一位圣洁的主。
Our Lord is a holy God.
所以在圣经上告诉我们说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
And then the Bible tells us we are to be holy because I am holy.
我们这位主又是一位真实的主。
And our Lord is a true Lord.
他拿着大卫的钥匙。
He has the keys of David.
大卫的钥匙是什么意思？
What does this mean?
大卫的钥匙最早出现是在以赛亚书的22章。
And in the keys of David appeared the most earlier time is Isaiah chapter 22.
我们知道大卫王是以色列的王朝当中的第一个王，在扫罗之后是第一个，是大卫王朝的第一个王。
And we know that David is the first king in the Davidic dynasty.
那么大卫在圣经上里面，使徒行传的13章说大卫是合神心意的人，因为他凡事来追寻神的旨意。
And David is the king who is after God's own heart because he wants to seek after God's will.
所以大卫凡事追寻神的旨意，这并不是说大卫没有犯罪，大卫也犯过很多的罪。
David seeks after God's own will doesn't mean that he's not a sinner because he has committed heinous sins.
但是大卫有一点是很重要，就是他凡事来追寻神的旨意。
But there's one thing that's very important about David is that he seeks after God's heart.
他凡事寻求神。
And he always looked for God.
所以我们知道他和拔示巴犯罪了之后，他就当他知道他犯罪了之后，他的第一个所做的事情就是来到神的面前进食祷告。
And we know that when after he realized the sin he has committed with Bathsheba, the first thing is that he fast and pray before the Lord.
他写下了诗篇51篇。
And he wrote Psalm 51.
所以大卫是一个凡事寻求神的人。
So David is one who seeks after God's heart.
所以神就和大卫立约，和大卫家立约。
And so God made a covenant with him.
所以神对大卫说，就是我要建立你的家，要使你的后裔必永永远远坐在那个宝座上面。
And God said, I will build your house and your offspring will be on the throne forever.
我们知道这个大卫的后裔指的是谁。
We know that whom this offspring is referred to.
大卫的后裔指的是耶稣基督。
David's offspring is pointing towards Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督要永永远远坐在那个宝座上面。
So Jesus Christ will be on the throne forever.
那么在这里提到大卫的钥匙，大卫家的钥匙最早出现的是在以赛亚书的22章。
And over here, David's keys, the earliest the appearance is in Isaiah 22.
大卫是大卫王朝的第一个王，然后经过了很多年、很多年、很多年，然后到了他的一个后裔叫西西家。
And so David is the first king in his Davidic dynasty, and the last king after many years is his Hezekiah.
然后西西家王有一个家宰叫舍伯纳。
And there is a Sebna is the one of the caretaker.
Yeah, 舍伯纳这个家宰就是和我们今天我们中国人所理解的那个大内总管是不太一样的啊。
It's a little bit different from what we know as the caretaker in the dynasty.
So 他是有很大的权力，有很大的权柄。
He has great power.
但是当时在以赛亚书的22章就记载到，就是说神废弃这个舍伯纳做西西家的家宰，然后神兴起以利亚金来接替他。
And so in that Isaiah 22, God says that he doesn't want this Shebna to become the caretaker anymore, but he raised up another person.
所以西西家的家宰这个人，他是拿着这个西西家这个皇宫的钥匙，他开了就没有人能关，他关了就没有人能开。
So this caretaker is one who has the keys to the palace, and when he opens, no one can shut.When he shuts, no one can open.
所以当神来兴起以利亚敬接替舍伯纳的时候，神是这么对以利亚敬说的。
So when God raised Eliakim to take over Shebna, this is what he told Eliakim.
所以我要将大卫家的钥匙放在你的肩膀上面。
I will give the keys of the David on your shoulders.
你开了就没有人能关，你关了就没有人能开。
And when you open, no one can shut. And when you shut, no one can open.
我要使你安危，就好像钉子钉在那个坚固处一样。
And I will make you secure like a nail in a secure place.
你父家所有的荣耀，所有的荣耀都要挂在你的身上。
And all the glory of your family will be on you.
所以我们知道这句话是对以利亚敬讲的。
This word is towards Eliakim.
但是不仅仅是对以利亚敬讲的。
But it's not only to him.
以利亚敬指向的是耶稣基督。
Eliakim points towards Jesus Christ.
以利亚敬这个名字是什么意思？
What does this name Eliakim means?
它是两个词合在一起，说以利是那个希伯来语二的意思。
And again, it's a compound word. Eli is Ur,
就是 God.
That is God,
就是神的意思。
That means Eli is the meaning for God.
亚金是什么意思？就是神所确立的，神所建立的。
And Akim is means the one that God affirms.
所以以利亚金的这个词的意思就是上帝所确立的，上帝所建立的那一位。
So Eliakim means the person whom God affirms.
我知道上帝所建立的那一位是谁。
And we know who is the one whom God affirms.
就是耶稣基督，对不对？
And that is Jesus Christ.
所以这句话是指着耶稣基督讲的。
This word points towards Jesus Christ.
他拿着那个大卫家的钥匙，他开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开。
He has the key of David's, and who opens, no one will shut.
所以他拿着那个天国的钥匙，耶稣基督，他开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开。
He has the keys of the heavenly kingdom, and who he opens, no one can shut, and who he shuts, no one can open.
所以这就是为什么在《使徒行传》里面说。天上地下没有赐下别的道路，别的救法，对不对？就只有耶稣基督。
And that's why in Acts it says there's no other name that's given to any other person under heaven for salvation.
所以耶稣基督是那个唯一的道路，是唯一的生命，是唯一的真理。
And Jesus Christ is the only way, only truth, and only life.
除了他以外，没有别的救法。
And there is no other salvation apart from him.
所以他开了就没有人能关，他关了就没有人能开。
So when he opens, no one can shut, and when he shuts, no one can open.
而且天父所有的荣耀都是在那个耶稣基督的身上显现出来。
And all the glory of the Father is manifested in Jesus Christ.
约翰福音的一章十八节说：“我们从来没有人见过神，从来没有人看到过神，但只有在父怀里的独生子把他表明出来。”
And John 1:18 says, "None of us have ever seen God, but the only begotten Son of God have shown his glory."
哥罗西书的二章九节说：“神本性一切的丰富，什么意思？上帝本性一切的丰富，他一切的丰富都是居住在基督里面的。”
And in Colossians 2, it says that all the divine nature, all the divine glories of God is in Jesus Christ.
都是有形有体的居住在基督里面的。
It is full and form in Jesus Christ.
所以就是这么一位主，圣洁的主，真实的主，那拿着天国钥匙，那掌管天国钥匙的，对腓拉铁非教会的使者说。
And so it is this holy one, this true one who has the heavenly keys. This is the one who is speaking to the church of Philadelphia.
他对他们说什么呢？
What did he tell them?
我们看第八节，首先看第八节，第一点就是要竭诚为主。
And in verse 8, we see that you have to be totally devoted to God.
我们看到这个竭诚为主，不知道大家有没有觉得很熟悉啊？
I don't know whether you are familiar with this. This phrase.
我看到这，我想起唐牧师布道会的一个名字。
I remember.
竭诚为主。
I remember this phrase as one of the evangelistic rally of Reverend Stephen Tong.
Okay, 它英文的翻译是 "strive hard for God."
In English, it means "strive hard for God."
所以我觉得应该，我觉得我更喜欢的翻译是 "fight hard for God."
My better translation is.
Yeah.
Fire harder for God,
就是要竭力的为主去征战。
And that is to fight for God.
所以这是第一点。我们第二点会讲到，就是腓拉底腓的教会，他们也是拒绝那个假教师的。
And the second point is that the Philadelphian church they rejected the false teachers.
然后第三点，恒久忍耐。
And the third, they have patient endurance.
所以我们先看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
在这里呢，主耶稣基督说：“我知道你的行为。”
In verse 8, it says, "Jesus, Lord Jesus says, I know your works."
如果你看着原文的话，或者你看 ESV 英文圣经的话，你会发现这一节和我们中文的翻译的次序上是稍微有点不同。
Now, if you look at the English ESV or the original Greek, you know that the words is slightly different from the Mandarin version.
所以这一节应该怎么样翻译呢？
How should you translate this?
这一节应该说：“我知道你的行为，看呐，我在你面前给你开了一场啊、给你。”给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的，因为你略有一点力量，就遵守我的道，也没有弃绝我的名。
It should be translated this way: I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word.
所以主耶稣基督在这里对腓拉铁的教、腓拉德菲的教会的弟兄姐妹说：“我知道你的行为。”
And so, Lord Jesus told the Church of Philadelphia, "I know your works."
我给你开了一扇门，是别人没有人能关的。
I've set before you an open door which no one is able to shut.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为你们略略有一点力量，因为你们稍微有一点力量，你们就尽力的去行。
Because you have but little power, but you have done your best.
你就遵守我的道，没有拒绝我的名。
And you have kept my word and have not denied my name.
所以遵守我的道是什么意思？
What does it mean by keeping His word?
就 keep my word, 对不对？遵守我的道，就是要把神的话语活出来。
That is to live out the word of Christ.
所以遵守我的道的意思并不仅仅说是坚守真理，而是说要把那个真理活出来。
It doesn't mean just preserve the truth, but to live it.
要把基督的生命活出来，在我们的生活当中活出来。
That is to live out the word of Christ, the truth of Christ.
没有拒绝我的名。
And you have not denied my name.
对，没有 deny 我的名。
You have not denied my name.
很多时候我们觉得我们在，我们不会去拒绝神的名。
Many times we think that we will not deny the Lord's name.
但其实我们如果仔细想的话，我们在生活当中，在我们的生活当中，我们时时刻刻，可能我们有很多的时候，我们都在无意识的在拒绝神的名。
Why, as we ponder carefully about our life, sometimes unconsciously we are denying the Lord's name.
你有没有跟你不信的同事或者不信的朋友一起聚会的时候，或者一起来谈一些事情的时候，然后他们就会说，你如果谈到信仰，或者他们就说，我们不要谈信仰。
Have you been in a gathering with your friends when you are talking about things and suddenly the religious topic pop up and they say we don't want to talk about religion?
所以这个时候我们也觉得很内疚，我们不应该来谈信仰，对不对？
And perhaps at this time you feel guilty that we shouldn't be talking about religion at all.
但是怎么能够不去谈信仰呢？
But how can we not talk about religion?
所以今天美国社会教导我们说我们要 tolerance, 我们要包容。
And nowadays the society of America teaches to be tolerant.
他教导我们说我们要有意的淡化这个信仰，我们要把信仰从我们的生活当中分隔开来。
We have to downplay religion, we have to separate it from our lives.
所以我们在我们的生活当中，我们在我们工作当中，我们都不要谈信仰。
So in our lives, in our work, we shouldn't talk about religion.
什么时候才是在谈信仰呢？
And when do you talk about religion?
当你星期天来教会的时候，你再谈信仰。
And so only when you come to church, then you can talk about religion.
所以我们的信仰就成为一个在星期天的信仰，就成为一个只在教会里面的信仰。
So our religion become compartmentalized into a Sunday talk.
我们的信仰就与我们的生活隔离开来。
And our religion is separated from our lives.
所以我们在无意识的、没有发觉的，我们无意识的在deny我们神的名。
And perhaps subconsciously or unconsciously we are denying
God's name. 信仰怎么能够和生活隔离开来呢？
How can we separate our religion from our life?
信仰如果和生活隔离开来，如果和我们的日常生活分离开来，那就不是信仰。
If it's separated from our lives, it's no longer our religion.
因为信仰决定你的一切，决定你的生活方式。
Because the religion determines your lifestyle and all things.
你不一定要开口闭口就要谈我是基督徒，但是你所说的每一句话都是从你的信仰来出发出来的。
I'm not saying that you need to confess as a Christian every time you talk, but your actions and words ought to flow out from a Christian life.
所以在菲拉戴夫的教会，他们略略有一点力量，所以我们看到他们可能不是一个大教会，他们的力量没有那么大，他们是一个可能是一个小教会，他们有一点点的力量。
And this Church of Philadelphia, we see that they have but little power. Perhaps they are not a big church, but they only have this little power.
但是他们有一点点的力量的时候，他们就去遵守神的话，他们就把神的话活出来，他们就没有拒绝神的名。
But with that little power, they then kept God's word and have not denied God's name.
那这种现象，我们经常会在小教会当中，看到这种现象。
We normally see this phenomenon in small churches.
因为小教会当中，我前段时间去那个奥兰多南边的一个小教会。
And previously, I was at a small church in the south of Orlando.
那么这个教会不大，但是弟兄姐妹都彼此的相爱，他们也是，所以弟兄姐妹就很愿意到那个教会当中。
And this church is not big, but they love one another, and so the brothers and sisters love to come to the church.
我相信我们的教会，我们甚至教会也经历过这个阶段，对不对
？And I believe that our church have experienced that, don't we?
但是当一个小教会往大教会开始转变的时候
But when a small church started to grow, become a bigger church
就像我们的教会，我们教会现在是一个就处在这样的一个转变的过程当中。
It's just like our church now we are growing and becoming bigger.
我们在这转变的过程当中，我们会有一些挑战。
And in this transition, there are some challenges.
但这些挑战同时也是机遇。
And of course, these challenges is good.
所以首先一个挑战就是说，我们会有文化上有一个转变。
And first of all, there's this cultural changes in our church.
弟兄姐妹的态度会有一个转变。
There is a change in attitudes of the brothers and sisters.
我们会从一个对教会的态度会从一个 owner 转变成一个 consumer.
And we might change from an attitude of an owner of the church to a consumer.
当一个小教会的时候，大家觉得啊，没有别人，所以只有我自己，所以我要全身的奉献，我要努力的去服侍。
In a small church, everyone feels that they are an owner. They have to give up all they have to come to the church and to serve.
当教会变大了的时候，大家都在那里观望，说哦，让别人去服侍吧。
And when the church grows larger, and everybody will be like, oh, let the other person take the job.
所以我对教会的态度就不再是一个 owner 的态度。
And our attitude of the churchgoer is no longer that of an owner.
而变成一个消费者的态度。
But become a consumer.
这就我们说的一个和尚有水吃，三个和尚没水吃。
And that is to say, one monk there's water to drink, but if there's three monks, then you don't have any water at all.
为什么一个和尚他没办法，所以他只好自己去担水。
Because if it's only one monk, you have to take the water for yourself.
所以一天担两桶水，他一天可以有两桶水吃。
And you have to go to the well twice every day to take water for yourself.
后来又来了一个和尚，就成了两个和尚了。两个和尚怎么办？他们就挑水吃。
Then after that, another monk came. There's two monks now, and now they were separate, and there's water for them because they will split the job.
所以他们两个和尚一天吃一桶水。
So one bucket for each every day.
那后来又来了一个和尚，变成三个和尚了。
And then there's the third monk came. Three monks now.
三个和尚就是你看我，我看你，然后我们都看他。
And then three monks with two buckets, and nobody wants to take the water.
所以三个和尚没水吃。
So three monks, there's no water.
所以我们的教会也是在这样的一个转机当中。所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们应该要特别的警惕，我们不要以一个 consumer 的一个态度来在这个教会当中。
So our church may be in this time of transition, we are to be watchful because our heart may be consumeristic.
我们知道我们是这个，我们应该像以前的那个小教会一样。小教会一样有这个 owner 的这种态度。
We are to be like a small church to have the sense of ownership.
所以我们在这里的，在这里就是主耶稣基督告诉腓拉铁的这个教会，腓拉戴夫的教会说他们是竭诚为主，他们有一点点的力量，然后就遵守神的道。
And so we see that the Lord Jesus told the church of Philadelphia that they are striving for God, and even with a little power, they have kept the word.
所以我们教会当中现在很多弟兄姐妹有很多的力量。
And now our church, as we grow bigger, there's a lot more power.
但我们都在等，我们在等在别人去做。
But we're all waiting for another person to do the job.
然后在一个小教会，像一个中型教会，像一个大型教会，这个模式转变的过程当中，也会出现一些新老同工交接的问题。
And so, of course, as this transition from a small to bigger church, there's a change in the co-workers.
这我不是说我们的就我在我们的教会当中就发现这种现象，我只是来给大家打一个预防针。
And I'm not saying that we are finding this in our church, but this is a prevention.
所以大家不要 take it personal, okay?
Don't take it personally.
在新老同工交接的时候，经常由于我们是罪人，人的罪性，所以经常会出现一些问题。
And between this changing of co-workers, because we're sinners, there's always struggle for power.
我们很高兴的能够看到新的同工能够兴起来。
We're very happy that new co-workers can come up.
但是这个时候，老的同工呢，心里可能就会有一种失落感。
But in the old co-workers, they might feel disappointed.
可能就会变成一个旁观者。
And they become a bystander.
就可能站在这里就会想。我看你们都会做得怎么样。
And I stand aside and say, well, I'm just looking and see how well you can do.
然后如果发现做得不对的话，然后就会有一些批评会过来。
And then if they say the newcomer doesn't do well, then there's criticism starts coming.
那同样这新的同工兴起来的时候，新的同工也会出现一些问题。
And these new co-workers as well, they have problems of themselves.
新的同工就会在想说，你们做的事情我们也能够做，也没有什么大了不起的。
And these new coworkers think that whatever you have done in the past, I can do it as well. It's not a big deal.
所以我们在这里想，我们是不是竭诚在为主去做
？So we have to ponder: Are we really striving for the Lord?
我们是不是略有一点力量，我们就尽量能够把神的道活出来
？And are we living the word of Christ just with a little power?
我不是说我在我们教会当中发现这种现象，我只是给大家打预防针。我不希望看到这种现象会出现。
I do not mean that I see that in our church now, but I'm just having a prevention. I don't hope to see that.
那对老的同工来说，你怎么样竭诚为主去做呢
？To the old coworker, how can you strive for the Lord?
所以当你看到新同工兴起的时候，你应该为他们感到高兴。
When you see new coworkers coming up, you should give thanks and praise for them.
你应该去帮助他们，应该多鼓励他们。
You are to help them and encourage them.
非常要小心说那个批评的话。
And you have to be very careful with words of criticism.
那么新同工应该怎么样呢
？What about the new coworkers?
如果你竭诚为主去做的话，你就应该谦卑的。 谦卑下来，要向老同工来虚心的请教，向他虚心的来学习。
If you are striving for the Lord, you have to humble yourself before Him and to ask for help.
所以，这是我希望在我们教会当中新老同工交接的时候所能看到的。
This is what I hope to see in our church in the transition between the old and the new co-workers.
所以，我们知道我们教会在处在一个转型的过程当中。
We know that our church now is in a time of transition.
我们的文化会有转变。
There will be a change in the certain cultures.
这是我们都应当要警惕的。
This is what we should be watchful.
但是在这个过程当中，我们要记得，就是我们应该像菲拉戴菲教会一样，我们略有一点力量，我们就要遵守主的道，我们就要尽力的去服侍主。
And in this process, we have to remember the Church of Philadelphia. With just that little power, we keep God's word.
如果我们这样做的话，那么神会怎么样
？If we do this, what would God do?
那么神说，我在你面前开了一个敞开的门，是没有人能关的。
It says, I have set before you an open door which no one is able to shut.
所以那个天国的大门是为你们已经打开了，是没有人能把它关上的。
And that kingdom of heaven, the door is open for you, and no one can shut it.
Okay, 我这怎么没了？按错了。Okay, 出来了。好，我们看第二点，拒绝假教师。
And now the second aspect to this church, rejecting false teachers.
那么在第九节里面，主耶稣说，那从撒旦议会来的人，他们自称是犹太人，但其实却不是犹太人，他们是说谎的。
And he says that, Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, because they lie.
那么在教会当中，从主耶稣基督的那个时刻，或者从这个到现在来说，教会当中从来都不缺少的就是假教师。
And from the time of Jesus until now, we are not in lack of false teachers.
所以在初期的教会的时候就有这种假教师出现，他们是从撒旦议会来的，他们自称是犹太人，但其实却不是。
And in the early church there is this false teaching that they came from a synagogue of Satan. They say that they are Jews but they are not.
那现在在我们的教会当中，不是在我们的教会当中，在我们现在的教会当中也是这样，所以有些人自称是基督徒，但其实却不是。
Now in the church of our generation there are also Christians who say that they are but they are not.
他们是撒旦议会的。
They are from the synagogue of Satan.
所以我们知道这段时间在基督徒当中大家都在推荐这部电影是吧，叫52赫兹 I love you.
And now we know that there is this movie that everyone is promoting called 52 Hertz I love you.
所以这一段文字是我从 Westminster 的同学会里面摘录出来的，是他们当时在 Westminster 的同学会里面来推荐大家去看这部电影。
And this is the words I find from the alumni of Westminster where they are promoting this film for everyone to go and watch it.
所以你可以看到他们的宣传写的是非常的美好，写的非常的吸引人，对不对
you can see that the promotion is pretty attractive.
他说这个电影传递的是一个不孤单的概念，讲的是彼此串联的幸福感。
And he says that this movie is trying to propose a concept of known loneliness.
那最后号召大家去支持台湾和基督徒导演。
And then he exhorts everybody to support the producer and the actor.
当然我不是说这个导演魏德胜就是一个假教师，我不是这么说。但是我知道他所宣传的那个东西是个 false teaching.
I'm not saying that he's a false teacher for this producer, but the things that he's proposing is pretty much false teaching.
So, 那么这个教会在费城那个时候，他在费城做宣传的时候，他们就借用了一个教会的教堂。
And this movie when it's doing its promotion, it uses.
他们在一个教堂里面做这样的宣传。
Is using a church as a promotion place.
所以我们后来一个同学去了，他看了这部电影，然后他就写了这个评论。And one, 他说 ：“I was deeply disappointed.”
And so one of the students went to watch a movie, and then he wrote this. He says he was deeply disappointed.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这部电影，你看，它是一个宣传同性恋，来赞扬同性恋的电影。
It's a movie that promotes same-sex marriage and to approve of it.
所以你看，这就我用粗体字标出来的，它 portrays same-sex marriage.As good and normal and acceptable.
And I have bolded the words to portray same-sex marriage as good and normal and acceptable.
这我请问，这是一个基督徒导演应该拍出来的电影吗
？Is this a film for a Christian producer?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们应该警醒，在这个时代当中，我们应该警醒。
So brothers and sisters, we ought to be watchful in this in our time.
后来我有一位师兄，他也是个教会的牧师，他写了这个回应我觉得很好，可以给大家一起来分享。
I also have another friend, a pastor of mine, who wrote this review, and this is what I want to share.
他说：“我们这个信徒，我们在这个时代，我们应当警醒，我们不要跌入那个撒旦的圈套当中。
”He says, "Believers shall always keep watch and pray, lest we fall into the prey of the evil."
他说：“光明之子应当警醒。”
And as children of light, we shall be watchful.
但是我们同时，我们又不要失去信心。
But at the same time, we are not to lose faith to be discouraged.
为什么我们不要失去信心呢？
Why must we not lose faith?
所以我们回想我们在宗教改革的时候，我们回想马丁路德，我们回想加尔文，他们的信心在哪里呢？
When we think back to the Reformation and to Martin Luther and to Calvin,
他们心里面那个很大很大的喜乐在哪里呢？
Where is this joy that is within them?
他们的喜乐就是在神那里。
Their joy is in Christ.
所以上帝今天活着。
So God is alive today.
我们的主耶稣基督今天活着。
Christ is alive today.
圣灵今天也活着。
And the Holy Spirit is alive today.
所以我们不会失去信心。
So we will not be discouraged.
所以在这我们看到菲拉戴菲的教会，他们是可以来分辨这个假先知的。
And this church of Philadelphia, they can discern the false teaching.
他们可以来分辨这个假的教导的。
They can discern the false teachers.
那么神对他们说，我要使这些假先知在你的脚前面下拜。
And Jesus says, Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet.
所以我们今天我们要警醒，我们要也能够分辨那些假的教导。
And today we ought to be watchful to be able to discern the false teachings.
我们知道那些自称是犹太人而其实不是犹太人的，他们的教导主要是什么？
And we know that those who call themselves Jews but are not, but lie, because what are their main teachings?
他们的教导主要是靠律法来称义，对不对？
Their main teaching is that they will be justified through works.
他们的教导就是说，如果你不受割礼的话，你就不能够得救；如果你不守安息日的话，你就不能得救。类似的，诸如此类。
Their teaching is that if you do not, you are not circumcised, or you are not, you know, you don't keep the Sabbath, you will not be saved.
我们也知道保罗在他的书信里面一直来与这种观念来征战，对吗？
And we know that Paul is battling against this concept in his epistles.
保罗告诉我们说，我们是在靠着福音来得救，我们是靠着恩典来得救。
And Paul says that we are saved by grace alone.
我们不是靠律法来得救。
It's not through the law.
其实我们不仅仅是得救，我们不是靠律法，而且我们的成圣，我们也是不是靠律法。
And we are not just justified by grace, but we are sanctified by grace as well.
我们的成圣也是靠恩典。
Our sanctification is by grace and not through the law.
所以我在这里就，大家可能会问，到底什么是恩典，什么是律法
？And perhaps you will ask, what is law and what is grace then?
所以在这里我们就以这个发怒、生气为例，我们来向大家来解释什么是靠律法，什么是靠恩典。
And just using an example of getting angry, we'll try to discern what is by law and what is by grace.
那么靠律法是什么？我们知道圣经的律法告诉我们说，你们不要发怒，对不对
？And we know that in the Bible, through the law, it tells us do not be angry.
他说慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气不能够成全。
You have to be slow to anger because the anger of man cannot fulfill the righteousness of God.
所以我们知道我们的发怒有99%都不是义怒。
And we know that 99% of our anger is not righteous anger.
99%都是出于我们的罪。
It's out of our sin.
所以我们知道我们发怒的时候，我们律法告诉我们说不要发怒。
So when we are angry, the law tells us not to be.
那么靠律法怎么样？就是我要忍着，我要死忍着。我当我要感觉我要发怒的时候，我要忍着，我不要发怒。
And if through the law you will say to yourself, I want to be patient, I'm not going to explode.
但是后来忍不住呢，就发怒了，然后就知道自己错了，知道自己犯罪了。
But eventually you cannot hold it any longer, and you let it go, and then you know that you have.
然后怎么样？然后来到神的面前来悔改。
And what do you do? You come before the Lord and you confess your sins. How do you confess?
说主啊，我今天又发怒，我今天又生气了，我又犯罪了，求你来赦免。
Oh Lord, I'm angry today again, sinfully, and may you forgive my sin.
但是到下次再遇到相同的情况，还是忍不住再次的发怒。
And then the cycle repeats, and you hold in your anger again, and you explode.
所以一直是在这样的循环当中，但一直出不来。
And you're always in this cycle, and you cannot come out of it.
所以时间长了就失去信心了。
So when the time goes longer, you lose faith and you'll be discouraged.
主啊，我怎样才能够得救呢？
How can I be saved?
我怎样才能够成圣呢？
How can I be sanctified?
这是靠律法。
This is through the law.
但是右边是靠着恩典。
But on the right side, we see that it's through the grace.
那靠着恩典就是说，首先也是知道律法告诉我们说不要发怒，对不对？
And through grace, first of all, we also know that the law tells us not to be sinfully angry.
但是靠着恩典，当我们感觉到我们要发怒的时候，或者我们已经发怒了。
But through grace, when we feel that we are about to get angry or we already exploded.
所以这个时候的话，那么就来到第三步，我们就要反省我们为什么发怒。
Then we come to a reflection of why do we.
我们去思考我们为什么去发怒。
We think of the reasons of.
那么发怒有很多的原因。
There are many reasons for us.
我在这里只讲其中的一个。
I will only talk about one here.
很多时候我们发怒是以为事情没有按照我们所预想的 来发生。
And many times we get angry because things doesn't go as what we have expected.
你和人聚会约好在八点钟，他八点半才来，或者是九点钟才来。
If you arrange for a meeting at 8 o'clock, that person turn up at 8:30 or even 9.
你就生气了，对不对？
You're angry, right?
因为事情不是按照你预想的所发生的。
But it's because it's not according to your expectations.
因为这个会造成你下面的安排，可能会造成你下面今天一天都会 chaotic.
And it will cause all your plans to be chaotic.
因为这个已经超出了我所能控制的这个范围之内。
And this has gone out of the realm of my control.
因为我已经不能控制了。
I cannot control it anymore.
所以我要生气。
So I will be angry.
所以我要生气。所以我们如果再仔细去想，我为什么会生气
？And if you go on deeper and think about why are you angry?
为什么事情没有按照我所预想的我就生气呢
？Why is it that when things doesn't go your way?
因为我们心里面有一种深深的不安全感。
Because in our heart there's a sense of insecurity.
我心里面有一种害怕。
And there's a sense of fear.
我们害怕事情不在我们的掌控之中，然后就后面就 chaotic 了。
We fear that if we are not in control of our things, and then all things will go chaotic.
所以这个时候，当我们发现，如果我们发怒，是因为我们的不安全感，是我们的害怕来造成的。
And when we realize that we are angry because of our insecurity and fear,
所以我们就要回到神的面前来悔改。
Then we have to come before the Lord to repent.
所以你这个时候悔改就不一样了。
If you repent at this stage, it's different.
这个时候悔改，你不是说主啊，我今天生气了，所以来我来求你来赦免。
And this repentance is not, oh Lord, I'm angry today, please forgive me.
你这个时候悔改，你就说主啊，我今天心里面有害怕，是因为我对你没有信心，是因为我没有信心说你是掌权的主，所以我害怕。
At this point, you come before the Lord and you say, oh Lord, I'm fearful in my heart.
所以这个你看的悔改就不一样了。
This repentance is different.
然后之后的下面这一步就是你要转向福音，在福音当中要得到满足。
And the next step is that you are to turn towards the gospel to find your fulfillment or satisfaction in it.
所以你这个安全感的这个需要在福音当中得到满足。
And this need of security is found in Christ.
你在福音当中你就知道那主耶和华是掌权的主。
And in the gospel, you know that our Lord is the Lord who is sovereign.
而且这位主他是天地的主宰，他向我们所存的是全部的都是慈爱。
And this Lord is good towards us, is loving towards us, and is in control.
为什么我说他向我们存的全部都是慈爱呢
？Why do I say that He is all love towards us?
因为我们所有一切的惩罚，主耶稣基督都替我们担当了。
Because all our penalties of sin has been borne by Jesus Christ.
所以上帝向我们存着的完全是完全的慈爱。
So God has only love for us.
这位天地的主宰又是完全对我们慈爱的主，那么在他的面前，你还有什么要害怕的
？This Creator of heavens and earth, who has loved for us.
所以这就转向福音，在福音当中。你的不安全感得到满足。
What fear do you have, and you find your sense of security in the gospel?
所以你不需要再发怒。
And you don't have to be angry.
所以这就是靠福音。
This is through the gospel.
所以这个律法和福音是不一样的。
So law and the gospel is different.
那腓拉戴夫教会的人，他们能够去他们能够坚守那个真理，能够靠着恩典。
And Philadelphia, they can keep the word through grace.
所以神说，我要使那些假先知在你们面前下拜。
And so the Lord says, I will make them the false teachers come and bow down before your feet.
而他们不但能够去分辨出假教师来，而且他们也能够恒久忍耐。
And finally, they not only can discern false teachers, they also have patient endurance.
所以在第四节里面说，你既遵守我忍耐的道。
And in verse 10, because you have kept my word about patient endurance,
所以我就在天下人受试炼的时候免去你的试炼。
I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world.
保罗在罗马书五章四节里面说，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望就不至于羞耻。
And Romans 5, Paul talks about this chain of suffering producing hope, hope producing character, endurance, and finally, it will not give us lose hope.
我在网上查了一下，我看到有一段解释，我觉得非常好，我愿意给大家分享。
And on the web, I found a commentary is really great. I want to share with you.
他在这里说，患难这个词，原文这个词是用在什么地方呢
？He says that this word suffering, where is it used in the original language?
就当以色列人他们用橄榄来榨橄榄油的时候，或者他们用葡萄来榨那个葡萄汁的时候，葡萄酒的时候，就是这个词。
And so when this suffering refers to the olive being squashed just to get the oil or the grape when they are being smashed to produce wine.
所以患难是什么呢？患难就是神去压那个压那个橄榄，或者神去压榨那个葡萄，要让它出那个葡萄酒。
This suffering refers to that action of squishing the olive oil to get the oil or to get the wine.
所以我们就是那个橄榄，我们就是那个葡萄。
We are like this olive or like this grape.
所以神要用这个患难来压榨这个压榨我们，然后使我们能够出那个橄榄油。
And God wants to trial us through this so that we can have olive oil or wine.
所以患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练。老练这个词原文就是用作就是说金属在经过那个提炼。之后那个没有杂质的那个状况。
And endurance is this word that has been used when a piece of metal has been tried by fire.
所以人经过患难就产生忍耐，然后就产生一些很好的品格，一个纯洁、一个美好和坚强、成熟的品格。
Through suffering, you have patience and endurance, and you have good character.
所以在这里我们看到，就是说，在这里有神的主权和人的责任，同样都同时存在。
So we see that there is the sovereignty of God and a responsibility of man simultaneously.
那么神的主权，神预备那个环境，神把我们放在那个患难的环境当中。
And in God's sovereignty, He places into these situations of trials.
因为神要压榨那个橄榄，要让那个橄榄出油来。
Because God wants to trial us just like the olive and the grape.
因为神要压榨那个葡萄，要让葡萄能够变成葡萄酒。
And God wants the grape to turn into wine, so He squishes the grapes.
但神不但是预备这个环境，而且神在那个患难当中是与我们同在，做我们随时的帮助。
But God not only produced the environment, but He is there with us then.
所以这是神向我们所应许的。
This is His promise to us.
但是同时又有人的责任。
And at the same time, there is our responsibility as well.
为什么有些人经过患难，那是白白受苦呢？
Why is it that some go through suffering and it's just in vain?
为什么有些人经过患难就结出很多很美好的品格来？
But some who go through suffering, they produce good character.
这就是说你在患难当中，你是不是来回到神的面前？是不是来寻求神，来依靠神？
That is to say, in your suffering, do you come back to God? Do you come back and rely on God?
所以在患难当中，如果你转向神，你去依靠神，去寻求神的话，在那个患难就会成为一个祝福，就会在你身上会产生很多美好的品格。
And so in suffering, if you turn back to God and you rely on Him through that suffering, you will produce good character.
但如果在患难当中你没有转向神的话，你的患难是白白的受了。
But in your suffering, if you do not depend on God and rely on Him, you are suffering in vain.
所以腓拉达菲的教会他们在周围有逼迫。
And so in the church of Philadelphia, there's suffering amongst them.
他们在外邦人，在一个外邦的一个社会当中，在外邦的一个背景当中。
They are in a pagan society.
所以他们受逼迫。
They are being persecuted.
但是他们当中就产生这种忍耐来。
But amongst them, they produce patience.
就产生这种属天的忍耐。
And this heavenly patience was among them.
就会产生出很多好的品格。
And then many good characters from them as well.
所以今天我盼望我们的弟兄姐妹，我们在患难当中也能够产生这些好的品格来。
So today, I hope that amongst our brothers and sisters, we can produce this good character through suffering as well.
所以神对腓拉达菲的教会说，你们既然在患难当中能够去忍耐，我就在天下人受试炼的时候，在普天下人受试炼的时候，免去你们的试炼。
So Christ told the church, because you have kept my word about patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming.
所以这个普天下人受试炼的时候，到底是什么意思呢？
What is this trial that is coming to the whole world to try those who dwell on the earth?
那么第一层的含义可能是在小亚细亚后当时的罗马帝国当时的逼迫，指的是当时的逼迫。
The first aspect may refer to the suffering that come about Asia Minor at that time.
因为在圣经里面，这个普天下通常很多的时候指的是当时的一块区域，当时的一块地区。
Because in the Bible, when it says the whole world is referring generally sometimes to just that place geographically.
Yeah, 比方说在使徒行传的十七章当。保罗来到帖撒罗尼迦的时候，当时帖撒罗尼迦城中就有人说，那搅乱天下的人到我们这里来了。
So for example, in Acts 17, when Paul came to Thessalonica, then the people are saying, "Oh, the troubler of the whole world is here."
很明显，那个天下不是指的是整个世界。
Of course, the whole world doesn't mean the whole entire earth.
所以这是一层的含义，指的是小亚细亚和罗马帝国当时腓拉达菲教会所处的那个地方，他们所受的逼迫。
So it may mean the persecution that came upon Asia Minor at that time.
但是第二层的含义指向的是更远，就是说那个大灾难的时候。
But a second layer of meaning can point towards the Great Tribulation.
大灾难是什么时候？就是当我们现在处在耶稣的第一次再来和第二次再来的中间。
When is this Great Tribulation? Now we are in between the first and second coming of Christ.
当主耶稣基督第二次再来之前，有一段时候我们在神学上称为那个大灾难的时期。And
just before Jesus came, at that point in history, there's what we call the Great Tribulation.
在这段时期之内，然后教会要受逼迫，然后信主的人要受逼迫。And
in this time of Great Tribulation, the church will be persecuted. Believers will be persecuted.
我们在启示录的十一章里面看到这两个见证人，就指的是教会。
And in Revelation 11, we see these two witnesses pointing to the church, and they were killed during that time.
我们在启示录的二十章也看到，当一千年结束的时候，撒旦就要从监狱里面放出来，他就要召集地上的人和圣民征战。And
in Revelation 20, we see that at the end of a millennium, Satan will be set free, and then he will gather people to war against the church.
所以这个普天下人受试探的时候，很可能就指的是，所以对我们这个对我们在世上的教会来说。
So to us, general church, it may point towards this persecution at the end of the millennium before Jesus Christ comes again.
所以主耶稣基督借着对腓立大教会的话，就说：如果你们在这个患难当中能够持守，能够撑出忍耐来，我就要免去你们在大灾难中受的试炼。So
Jesus told the church of Philadelphia, if you keep my word about patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming.
但是这个 免去你们的试炼，并不是指的是肉体上的试炼。And
keeping you from the hour of trial is not just physical trial.
而是指的是一个属灵上的试炼和引诱。But
a spiritual trial and temptation.
因为这个词的话，我免去你们的试炼，这个词和在约翰福音的十七章十五节为门徒的祷告是完全一样的。Because
this word, I will keep you, is the same as the word of the high priestly prayer of Jesus in John 17.
耶稣在这里说，我不求你叫他们离开这个世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。And
Jesus said, I pray that they are not taken off from this world, but that you keep them from the evil one.
所以耶稣不是让我们脱离这个世界，耶稣不是让我们不受这个世上的苦难。Jesus
doesn't want us to take us away from this world to abstain us from all the suffering of the world.
但是他应许我们说，保守我们脱离那个恶者。But
he promises to keep us from the evil one.
所以这里肯定指的是那个属灵上的一个试炼。So
perhaps here is talking about spiritual trial that is coming.
然后十一节的时候，那主耶稣基督又继续说：“我必快来，你们要持守你们所有的。”And
now in verse 11, Jesus says, "I'm coming. Hold fast what you have."
就是你们要持守你们所有的，就是你们上面所说的，你们竭诚为主，你们竭力为主征战。然后上面所说的就是你们。 分辨那个假教师，你们恒久忍耐，你们要竭力的持守这些。And
hold fast to what you have. What do they have? They have striving for the Lord. They have the discernment towards false teachers, and they have the patient endurance.
做得胜的，我要叫他在我的神的殿中做那个柱子。And
the one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
这什么意思？柱子首先是神殿的一部分，对不对？Now
of course, a pillar is part of the temple of God, right?
所以就是对于得胜的，我要让他成为神的殿的一部分。To
those who conquer, I will make him part of the temple.
而且柱子不单是神殿的一部分，而且是神的殿的最重要的一部分。And
a pillar is not just part of the temple, but it's the most important part of the temple.
因为它是很稳重的。Because
it is very stable.
它支撑着整个殿的重量。It
holds up the temple with all its weight.
所以得胜的，我要让他在我的。 其实主这句话就是说，得胜的我要让他在我的殿中做那重要的一部分。And
so to those who conquer, Jesus Christ will make him an important part of the temple.
我要将我神的名，然后我神城的名，我的姓名写在上面。And
I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, on him.
所以我要将我神的名，就是天父上帝的名，我神城的名，就是教会的名。 因为那个新耶路撒冷就是指的是教会，就教会的名和我的名，主耶稣基督的名写在那个柱子上面。So
there will be the name of the Heavenly Father and the name of the city of my God, which is the church, and also the name of Jesus Christ himself written on the pillar.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这个意思就是说，那个名字写在上面，就是说你们是属于天父上帝的，你们是属于我的教会的，你们是属于主耶稣基督的。This
means that because the name is on the pillar, you belong to the Heavenly Father, you belong to the church, you belong to Jesus Christ.
在启示录的七章里面，然后有四个天使，四个天使要在这地上行审判的事情，然后有一个天使出来，就是对这四个天使说，你们要等一等。
And in Revelation chapter 7, there's four angels that come out to punish and to judge the world. There's one angel that come and told them to wait for a little while.
他说你们要等一等，等我们印了神的众仆人的额头。 额头你们再施行这个审判。
And you are to wait a little while until we have signed the seal on the man of God.
这是什么意思？也就是说，等我们在神的仆人把所有神的百姓都在额头上印上那个印记，标志他们是属神的，然后你再施行审判。
And you can only judge when all the servants of God their head are being sealed.
所以这些人的话，这些人在审判当中都不被审判，只有那些没有被印的人。
So to those who have the seal of God on their forehead, they will not be judged, but only those who are not sealed.
所以这个印记的意思就是说他们是属神的。
This seal means that they belong to God.
同样在这里就是说当神的名和那个教会的名和基督的名印在那个写在那个柱子上，就代表他们是属天父上帝的，属基督的，属于教会的。
So in the same way, when the name is written on the pillar, the name of God, the name of the church, and the name of Christ means that they belong to God.
所以最后一节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，有耳当听，有耳能听的就应当。
And finally, in verse 13, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
我们在这里看，今天在这里看到主耶稣基督对腓拉达菲教会所说的话。
And here we see the words that Lord Jesus have toward the church of Philadelphia.
他们略略有一点力量，就尽力的去行。
They have but a little power, but they did their best.
他们能够竭力去为主征战。
And they strive for the Lord.
那这是我很盼望的。
This is what I hope for.
我很盼望我自己能够这样去做。
I hope that I can do this.
我很盼望我们的众弟兄姐妹能够这样去做。
And I hope that our brothers and sisters can do it as well.
我们有一点点力量，我们就为主竭力的去做。
With just that little power, we do it unto the Lord.
我们有一点点力量，我们就尽力的去服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
And with that little power, we serve our brothers and sisters.
我们有一点点力量，我们尽力的就去爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
With that little power, we love our brothers and sisters.
而且我们是靠着恩典，我们不是靠着律法。
And through grace we do it, and not through the law.
当我们在患难当中的时候，我们能够转向神，我们能够依靠神。
In our suffering, we can turn to God and rely on Him.
所以患难就能够变成个祝福。
And then our suffering can be a blessing.
那流泪谷就能够变成祝福的泉源。
And this valley of tears can become a spring.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们能够去持守这些。
So brothers and sisters, let us hold on to these.
那实际上我们说应许我们说如果我们能够持守这些神就为我们开了一扇门把天国的门向我们打开
And God,
是没有人能关上的
God promises if we hold on to this he will open a door that no one can shut to us
我们一起祷告
Let's pray
天父亲爱的主我们感谢赞美你
O Lord Father we give thanks and praise to you
我们感谢你主啊凭着你的慈爱你拣选我们使我们成为你的儿女
We give thanks to you that because of your love, you have chosen us to be your children.
我们感谢你，主啊，你在我们里面开始了这善工。我们感谢你，而且你要成全这善工。
We give thanks to you that you have started this good work in us and you will complete it.
主啊，帮助我们，帮助我们在遇到患难的时候，在遇到事情的时候，我们第一就是转向你，第一就是寻求你。
Oh Lord, help us that in our trials and our suffering, our first instinct is to turn to you and to rely on you.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们有一点的力量，我们就能够尽力的去为你征战。
Help us that though we have but little power, we can strive hard for you.
让我们有一点的力量，我们尽力的就能够去服侍你，服侍弟兄姐妹，去爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
With this little power, we can serve our brothers and sisters and to love them.
主啊，我们向你祷告，我们求你给我们供应的恩典，让我们能够把基督的生命活出来。
Oh Lord, we pray to you that you can give us grace and we can live out the life of Christ in us.
主啊，我们也求你来帮助我们，让我们在患难的时候，让我们在苦难的时候，让我们在失望的时候，让我们能够转到你那里去。
Help us as well in our trials and in our disappointment, in our suffering, we can turn back to you.
主啊，你就把那个苦难变成祝福。
And that you can turn these sufferings into blessings.
主啊，你又把那个流泪谷变成祝福的泉源。
And turn our valley of tears into springs of blessings.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，因为我们知道你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
Oh Lord, we give thanks to you because we know that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords.
愿你的旨意在我们的身上成就。
May your will be done on us.
愿你按照你的旨意来塑造我们。
May you
使我们成为你手中的器皿，能够为你所用。
May you mold us according to your will into your instrument that is fit for your use.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.